find something remarkable in this description. Tara describes how Bani Israel experienced the Nais of Kriyas Yamsuf. They sang the Shiras Hayam. Rashi quotes from Chazal that Rosh Shifcha Layam Rashi Laron Yavim, that even the Shifcha, even the lowly maidservant, saw a Gilu Shechin at the Yamsuf that Nevi'im weren't Zochet to see. And yet, right after that, the Pasuk says, Vayoku Shloshes Yom Bamidbar V'Lamotzu Moy. The Klal Yisrael wander for 3 days in the Midbar, and they don't have water, and they complain that there's nothing to drink. How can we understand this? The Klal Yisrael, after reaching such heights of Kiddusha at the Yamsuf, they dropped to such a level that they didn't have a Lev Hashem, they didn't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu would provide for them, and they even complained about it. How do we understand this? Rav Shimon Schwab explains in the Sefer HaChumash that this shows the power of a connection to Torah. Chazal say on the Pasuk, Vayelchu Shloshes Yomim Bamidbar V'Lamotzu Mayim, that it means they went 3 days without Torah. Without a connection to Torah, it's hard to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. It's hard to have Emunah B'Hashem. And that's the yesod in life. That even the strongest impression in the world, even a Gilu Shechina, doesn't last forever. It doesn't last more than 3 days. That's why the Nevi'im of the Dor HaMidbar made a Takana Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays. To ensure that we'd always have a connection to Torah, Shloshes Yomim, there shouldn't be a break of more than 3 days without a Kriyas HaTorah. That even if a person can't learn Torah himself, at least he'll have a Kriyas HaTorah to remain connected to Torah, because it's our connection to Torah that gives us the proper perspective on life, that gives us a sense of direction. This is one answer as to how Klal Yisrael could have dropped so quickly. But I once heard a different answer, that the level that Klal Yisrael reached at the Yamsuf didn't last because it wasn't earned. It's not something that they worked on. They didn't achieve it through effort. It was given to them by Matana. And if a person doesn't work to achieve a mile in Ruchnias, it doesn't last. Many people ask themselves, why does Yom Kippur not have a lasting impression on me? Why don't I feel uplifted by Shabbos or Yom Tov? And sometimes the answer is that if we just pass through a Yom Kippur, if we don't work hard on the process of tshuva, then our feelings aren't going to last. Easy come, easy go. If we don't invest effort in the day of Shabbos and Yom Tov to make it something special with zmiris, with meaningful tefillahs, with Kama Torah, it's not going to have a lasting impact on us. And the same is true with Talmud Torah. If people like to have a quick fix, we'd love to have a book, 10 easy steps to becoming a Talmud Chacham. With a pretty good popular title. But it just doesn't work like that. Growth is a gradual process. We have to persevere, we have to be patient, we have to invest effort. And then hopefully we'll see results. This week is Tu B'Shvat. One of the lessons of Tu B'Shvat is that growth takes time. Sometimes it's not even perceptible for a while. It's latent. It's going on beneath the surface, but we can't necessarily see it. Before a tree can sprout, before it can bear fruit, something has to be going on there. But you can't always see it immediately, after a while. Right? Then we begin to see the buds, and the tree ultimately bears fruit. There's a process that the tree has to undergo before we can see the change. And the same is true when it comes to Talmud Torah. Sometimes people say, I don't see myself growing. I don't feel that I'm changing. Give it a chance. It takes time. It takes time to change. But just because we don't see the change doesn't mean it's not happening. The Pasuk says, Ki ha'odom eitz ha'sadeh. Chazal say al pidrush. It means to tell us that a person is like a tree. Just like when it comes to the growth of a tree, things could be happening beneath the surface, but you can't necessarily see the change visibly. Same is true when it comes to us, each and every one of us. Sometimes we can't see the growth that's happening at every moment, but it's occurring. The key is to put in effort. We put in our effort, and hopefully we'll get the siyata d'shmaya, so that the growth will come, all of our efforts will bear fruit, And those efforts, the effect of our efforts, will be lasting. Shabbos.